Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Hello, people. Breenie here with some ideas for taking advantage of the beautiful late summer weather for entertaining. This time of year, more than any other, is perfect for al fresco dining. In most places, the atmosphere is settled into a lazy, predictable pattern, and evenings are balmy and beautiful. Whenever possible, I like to share this time with good friends. Even the most mundane, concrete-paved backyard can become a lush oasis with a little container gardening. Add a table and a few chairs, and you're ready to bring on the guests. Illumination is a challenge for outdoor parties. I'm particularly partial to flame. There are lovely candle lanterns available that can be hung from trees or set on tables, and tiki torches are perfect for breezy evenings because they stay lit. If you prefer, you can use electric lanterns with paper shades or string lights. I like to make my guests feel special by using my best serving pieces for outdoor parties. Food always tastes infinitely better on china than on plastic, and there's nothing sadder than a fine wine in a paper cup. Make the setting gay by using pretty pillows on the chair seats and festive napkins as well. Charm your guests and you'll make memories. Now keep the menu light and fresh. Salads and fresh fruits are a must. Cheese is a lovely accompaniment to a garden meal. Barbecued meats are a natural choice. And if you don't have a barbecue, you can buy a small hibachi for very little and get along just fine. One of my favorite summer desserts is diced pineapple and fresh raspberries tossed together and served with ice cream. For an elegant touch, you can serve the fruit from a hollowed-out pineapple shell. Now, for those of us without outdoor space, there is an alternative. In many cities, this is the season of outdoor concerts and film screenings. What a perfect opportunity for picnic suppers. I like to enlist my friends' help in arranging these outings by letting them assume potluck form. In addition to their favorite dishes, wine, or desserts, I ask every third or fourth person to bring a ground cover. That way we're able to spread out and enjoy the park. Consider making the picnic a glamorous affair by bringing fine linens, china, and crystal. It's a little more effort, but it makes for such a delightful evening. Taking advantage of the weather now will create memories that will provide you with all the warmth you need during the chill of winter. Thanks for listening this week, and be sure and visit BreenieMaxwell.com for a taste of my video podcast. And don't forget to come back next week, and we'll be talking about what to do with all those seashells you've been collecting from the beach. Bye now.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.